Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Sun this morning. Obviously, all of the papers are leading with the crash which happened in Kildare yesterday. So I'll just run you through what they're saying. The Irish Sun, 5 killed in head-on horror. BMW ploughed into family at 3 a.m. The Irish Daily Star has just one word on the front page, which is horrific. The Irish Daily Mail, women and boy in M9 crash were on way to a wedding. 3 sisters and a 7-year-old child were travelling innocently to a family wedding when a car driving the wrong way on the motorway ploughed head-on into their car. The Irish Times has a lot of detail on the crash. They say the 5 young men killed on the M9 are suspected of a crime spree. Gardaí investigating the motorway crash in Kildare believe 4 people had died until the remains of a 5th victim were found when the wreckage of the car was moved. So they didn't know about this 5th person until they moved the car and found the body. I mean, the things that these emergency service workers seen yesterday, just absolutely horrific. The damage to the suspected stolen BMW was so extensive that emergency responders were unable to access the remains of the dead for hours. So they knew a number of people had died, but they couldn't get near the actual bodies. And then obviously we have the family having to be hospitalised as well. Just a frightening, frightening situation. The Irish Independent, school age boys among 5 dead in wrong way carnage. They reckon they're aged 14 to 16. They died in a stolen car, which allegedly is linked to the Lucky Dip gang. One of the dead boys was arrested last month after a motorcyclist was driven over by a stolen truck. And 3 women and a child were injured in the second car were driving to the airport for their holidays. And then the Irish Examiner says online trend blamed as 5 teens die. And this was the quite remarkable statement from the Garda Commissioner. And obviously, Gardaí don't usually go into this level of detail or criticism after an incident happens. But we had the Garda Commissioner coming out early enough yesterday afternoon, condemning reckless drivers who engage in irresponsible behaviour for social media likes after this head-on collision that killed the 5 teenagers. And Gardaí believe that this is the latest in a social media trend in which drivers are filmed travelling the wrong way on motorways. And I do know, because I had a look last night, you can find about 30 accounts on social media of joyriders quite easily. And you can see them boasting about this online here in Ireland. You can see them boasting and filming themselves going the wrong way down the motorway. And you can also see people commenting, saying, legends, aren't you great? So this is all very, very concerning. I did see as well, interesting to see if anything more happens with this, but I did see calls on social media for one-way tyre shredders to be put in on our motorway exits. And I was looking this up, and the one-way tyre shredder essentially means that you can, if you're going the right way down a road, you can pass safely. But if you're going the wrong way, these sharp teeth come up on the road and shred your tyres. I know it's quite a dramatic development to have to put that in on our roads, but unfortunately we're seeing so many of these incidents of cars going the wrong way down the motorway. On to other news, the front of the Examiner, students with special educational needs were physically restrained hundreds of times during this year, prompting concerns from advocates about a lack of oversight, transparency and investigation. Children in crisis were physically restrained 850 times in school since last September, and the vast majority, 90% of those, had special educational needs. So hundreds of instances there of restraining of our children in schools. Inside the papers, the Irish Independent, we've heard of the water cooler moments. Certainly there's plenty of water cooler moments in the public sector, it would seem, because the government wants to spend 10 million euro to buy water coolers across the public sector. And this is leading to criticism over the use of taxpayers' money. So the Office of Government Procurement issued requests for tenders for companies interested in supplying the public sector with bottled water coolers, water bottles and mains-fed water coolers. Apparently a tap is no good anymore. You have to use a water cooler in the public sector. And the contract is 10 million euro, or certainly up to 10 million euro. And now Social Democrats TD Aidan Farrelly has said the government has questions to answer over why the cost has increased so much. Apparently they reckoned that the water coolers would cost 8 million euro. This was in February. But now that's gone up by 2 million euro. And the Social Democrat says the public deserves to know if their taxes are being handled prudently, and why has the cost gone up by 25%. It's all going to be discussed at the PAC next month, apparently. One thing Irish people absolutely love doing is complaining about the weather. So the Irish Times has some of the complaints made to Met Éireann about the heatwave, including one that gave a 10 degree difference for the same town. So someone in Tralee said when they searched for Tralee in Kerry, they were told it was going to be 26 degrees. When they put in Tralee County Kerry, it came up 26 degrees. However, when they put the word Tralee in, it said 16 degrees and cloudy, not 26 and sunny. Met Éireann says that the lower temperature was an error or old data that was held on the user's device. Now, someone else was out cutting the grass and then it rained and they got very, very annoyed. So annoyed that they sat down and complained to Met Éireann that while they were cutting their grass, it started to rain, and they wonder, would they be better off deleting the Met Éireann app, because it's predicted a less than 5% chance of rain, only for the heavens to open when they took out the lawnmower. And they asked whether the guy in Carlow, that would be Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather, they asked if the guy in Carlow might be more reliable. Someone else wrote to Met Éireann and complained that there was a lack of a wind warning for a blustery day in June, saying they'd seen calmer days in November and that it was not good enough. I don't remember a very windy day in June, but anyway, apparently it was worse than November. One person is also unhappy with the colours that Met Éireann uses. They say 9 degrees was marked yellow, which is not warm, adding that anything below 18 degrees should be a shade of blue. And someone else complained that one page of the Met Éireann app contained 5 spelling errors. Met Éireann has apologised for that as well. Read more about that in the Irish Times. Finally, to look at weddings. It's just gas. There's loads of stories about weddings in the papers today. But here we have loads of Irish couples killing themselves trying to pay for weddings, spending a fortune, probably spending what they could spend on a deposit for a mortgage on a wedding instead. And then in the Times of London, we're told Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the world's richest footballers, got married in his own sitting room. Nice and cheap. His wife says she wanted their children to look back in 30 years and remember that something wonderful happened in the sitting room, the wedding vows of our parents. And then I see also in the Times of London, wedding experts say that guests are changing for weddings, and wedding guest lists are getting smaller, not to save money, although of course you will save money if you have fewer guests, but also to personalise their special day their own way. One wedding planner says couples used to go to her with about 120 guests and now they've halved that to 60 or 80. And also numbers are down, but the spend per guest is actually up. So they get 60 people at the wedding, but spend more money on them.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.